this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, time for another go-round for Triangle Bulletin Board, and we're going to give one last shout-out to IBMA's Raleigh World of Bluegrass Festival. The event runs the September 29th through October 3rd and includes a business conference, the award show, and lots of bluegrass. Last year, the event drew about 180,000 people to downtown Raleigh, and nice to know that that's more than it ever drew in Nashville. There's the Bluegrass Ramble, which is the downtown Raleigh nightclub and restaurant showcase part of the festival, featuring more than 30 performers in groups. Then there's the free wide-open Bluegrass Street Fest in downtown Raleigh. More than 80 acts will perform on stages along Fayetteville Street at City Plaza, Davy, Martin, and Hargett Streets. Additionally, there will be a youth performance stage near the convention center and a dance tent. The festivities for the Bluegrass Street Fest start around noon and run to about 11 p.m., big day. For the third year in a row, the North Carolina Pork Council's Whole Hog Barbecue Championship will take place at Wide Open Bluegrass. Barbecue lovers will find multiple options to learn about Whole Hog Barbecue and to tempt their palates during the festival. And, of course, there are the Wide Open Bluegrass ticketed concerts at Red Hat Amphitheater Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd. Allison Krauss and Union Station is the biggest name headliner on this year's Wide Open Bluegrass main stage. Also, bluegrass luminaries including mandolinist Sam Bush, dobro master Jerry Douglas, Flat and Scruggs tribute band Earls of Leicester, O'Connor Family Band featuring noted fiddler Mark O'Connor, the Gibson Brothers, and Blue Highway. They join other main stage acts, including Balsam Range, the Kruger Brothers, and Steep Canyon Rangers. Now, some of that is already sold out, so if you want tickets for the Red Hat concerts, make sure you get them soon. Okay, switching to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. The phone number there is 919-843-3333. Coming up Friday, October 2nd, it's Lucinda Williams. Saturday, October 3rd, Buddy Guy. Friday and Saturday, October 9 and 10, it's Antigone by Sophocles. Oscar-winning actress Juliette Binoche plays Antigone in this stunning contemporary interpretation of Sophocles' classic Greek masterpiece. Translated afresh by T.S. Eliot Prize-winning poet Anne Carson. This explosive tragedy explores many struggles, man against woman, political against ethical leadership, the laws of society against the right of the individual, family, and its unbreakable blood ties. Tuesday, October 20th and 22nd, it's Gil Shaham, on the violin, Bach 6 Solos. Hallowed violin virtuoso Gil Shaham, a Musical America Instrumentalist of the Year and winner of multiple Grammy Awards, appears on the great concert stages and the most prestigious festivals around the world. On the 22nd, he's with the UNC Symphony Orchestra. Friday, October 23rd, it's Marisa. International sensation Marisa returns to Memorial Hall with her bewitching renditions of Fado, the haunting torch songs of old Portugal rooted in folk poetry, Arabic cadences, and African and Brazilian rhythms. Thursday, October 29th. That's Dene Suarez, a key figure in Cuba's underground rap movement. Friday, October 30th, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, founded in 1891. The orchestra is lauded as one of the greatest orchestras in the world. Also at Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, and this is going to be a tongue twister. Friday, November 6th, Umusana, Memories Before History, Senkai Juku, Japanese choreographer, director, designer, Ushio Amagatsu and his company, Senkai Juku, are revered around the world for their contemporary Buto creations, sublime dance theater experiences steeped in elegance, technical precision, and emotional depth. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 10 and 11, Ensemble Intercontemporane with Matthias Pinscher, music director and conductor. Saturday, November 14th, that's Del McCoury and David Grisman, Songs and Stories, International Bluegrass Music Hall of Famer and 2014 Grammy winner for Best Bluegrass Album. Del McCoury is a living link to the days when bluegrass was made in honky-tonks and schoolhouse shows. Mandolinist-composer David Grisman has been a guiding force in acoustic music for half a century, his wide musical range embracing jazz and bluegrass. Okay, Arts NC State, that's NCSU Center Stage. Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall, or you can call them at 919-515-1100, or you can email them about the tickets. It's ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Okay, Saturday, October 24th, it is Kenny Barron. NEA jazz master Kenny Barron has an unmatched ability to mesmerize audiences with his elegant piano playing, sensitive melodies, and infectious rhythms. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock on the 24th of October. Thursday, October 29th, it's Amel Mathlouthi, Tunisian singer, songwriter, guitarist, and composer, gained world attention when her 2007 song, My World is Free, was adopted by the Arab Spring revolutionaries on the streets of Tunis and by yearning youth around the Arab world. This also at Stewart Theater at 8. November 5th through the 7th, A Simple Space by Gravity and Other Myths. Gravity and Other Myths is one of the most exciting circus ensembles in Australia, creating work that is highly physical, innovative, and unique. Stewart Theatre with performances at 8 on Thursday and Friday and at 3 and 8 on Saturday. Okay, Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Led by internationally renowned concert pianist Andrew Barashko, Toronto's Art of Time Ensemble has, for over 15 years, redefined the classical music experience, fusing high art and popular culture and programs that juxtapose the best of each genre. Art of Time entertains as it enlightens. And on Thursday, December 10th, it is The Swingles. Today's London-based Swingles are an international a cappella phenomenon, seven young and versatile voices who deliver folk ballads, funk jams, and fuse with equal precision and passion, of course, again, at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. By the way, NC State University's Gregg Museum is currently offering the exhibition Life's Little Drama, The World of Puppets and Illusions. The exhibition is at the D.H. Hill Library Exhibit Gallery on Broughton Drive in Raleigh. The Gregg Museum recently acquired an important collection of international puppets gifted by retired commercial artist John Henry, including an entire cast of the 19th century English Punch and Judy figures, Indonesian shadow puppets, a Chinese opera troupe, and a large figure from the Bamana tribe of Mali. The exhibition, which is on display until January 4th, is open the same hours as the library. All right, we're going to switch to Duke performances. The phone number there, 919-660-3356, and the box office number is 919-684-4444. Friday, October 2nd, it is Julian Sands, a celebration of Harold Pinter, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. British actor Julian Sands is a veteran of stage, film, and television, perhaps best known for his breakout role as the romantic lead in the film A Room with a View. In 2005, Sands had the pleasure of meeting Nobel Prize-winning playwright, poet, and political activist Harold Pinter, an artist later eulogized as the most influential, provocative, and poetic dramatist of his generation, that from The Guardian. Pinter's work with Sands is the subject of a poignant and unsettling funny solo show written and performed by Sands and directed by John Malkovich. Tickets are $38 and $32, ages 30 and under, $15, and Duke students, $10. Saturday, October 3rd, Duke performances, Chompy Concert No. 1, featuring six-time Grammy-nominated jazz singer and longtime Duran resident Inyana Freelon. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Thursday, October 8th, Anna Tiju, Motorco Music Hall at 8 o'clock. French-Chilean MC Anna Tiju is one of today's most compelling voices working at the intersection of hip-hop, jazz, and Latin music. Friday, October 9th, it is Jonathan Biss at the piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. The piano recital series begins with the pianist, scholar, and New York City cultural linchpin Jonathan Biss. This comes to Duke performances with a program of works by Mozart, Schoenberg, and Schumann. Tickets $38 and $32, ages 30 and under 15, and Duke students $10. I would tell you about the Vienna Boys Choir coming Tuesday, October 13th. That show is sold out. Friday, October 16th, Abdullah Ibrahim and Ikaya, Baldwin Auditorium. Since signing his first record deal under the patronage of Duke Ellington in 1964, South African jazz legend Abdullah Ibrahim has made a staggering 52 albums as pianist and bandleader and has played a central role in his country's 20th century musical and political landscape. Tickets are $52 and $46, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Saturday, October 17th, it's Quarteto Casals, characterized by intense focus and a striking unanimity of gesture for that from the New York Times. Quarteto Casals is the first Spanish string quartet to achieve a genuinely international profile. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, Rennie Harris Pure Movement. Rennie Harris is one of the great veterans of hip-hop dance, having broken down barriers between the vocabulary of the street and the vocabulary of the concert hall for nearly 40 years. Monday, October 26, Buena Vista Social Club, Adios Tour. And Thursday, October 29th, John Hope Franklin at 100. Imani Wins featuring the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Imani Wins, a quintet lauded as strikingly virtuosic and immaculately tight, by the Boston Music Intelligencer, come to Baldwin Auditorium as part of a university-wide celebration of historian John Hope Franklin's centenary. Okay, at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, Saturday, October 3rd, Dr. John and the Night Trippers. He was recently a guest on NCIS New Orleans. The legendary Dr. John is a six-time Grammy Award-winning musician and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Tickets, $41. Sunday, October 4th at Carolina Theater, Chick Corea and Bella Fleck. Monday, October 5th, The Jacksons. Tickets start at $47. Thursday, October 8th, it is A Bronx Tale. Well known for A Bronx Tale, Chaz Palminteri originally wrote the script for the stage and performed it as a one-man show in Los Angeles. Friday, October 9th, it's Leanne Rimes. She's one of the most successful entertainers with a career spanning more than two decades. Tickets start at $37. Saturday, October 10th, it is funny man Steve Wright. He's an Academy Award winner and is a prototype comedian that many others continually try to follow. Tickets start at $35. Sunday, October 11th, Bach and His Children, Old and New, presented by the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Performance at 3, tickets are $25. Tuesday, October 13th, it is Ghost Hunters Live. Jason and Steve bring the world of the paranormal and the wildly popular show Ghost Hunters to you in this interactive stage presentation. Tickets start at $28. Thursday, October 15th, Mark Broussard, A Life Worth Living, Club Carolina. A decade after his critical breakthrough, Mark Broussard has come full circle with A Life Worth Living, his sixth studio album. Friday, October 16th, Aaron Neville and the Blind Boys of Alabama, with his album My True Story, one of the world's finest singers, is revisiting the music he grew up with. This is a collection of 12 classic doo-wop numbers performed in his utterly inimitable vocal style. The Blind Boys of Alabama are recognized worldwide as living legends of gospel music, celebrated by the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences with Lifetime Achievement Awards. They've been inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and winners of 5 Grammy Awards. They have attained the highest levels of achievement in a career that spans more than 70 years and shows no signs of diminishing. Tickets for this amazing show start at $37. As we attempt to, for every show of Triangle Bulletin Board, we go through some audio description information. It's provided by Arts Access. Of course, audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. Sunday, October 11th, The Rivals, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Duels, duplicities, and disguises abound in Richard Brinsley Sheridan's timeless comedy. Friday, October 16th, A Lesson Before Dying, Justice Theater, Clare Hall on Leesville Road, Raleigh, at 8 o'clock. Jefferson is an innocent young man condemned to death in backwoods Louisiana in 1948. At the trial, his lawyer, trying to save his life, calls him a hog. In prison, he decides to act like one, insisting that he will be dragged like that hog to his death in the electric chair. Sunday, October 18th, on the audio description schedule, The Hounds of Baskerville. Carry Youth Applause at Carry Arts Center at 3. In the shadow of his uncle's mysterious death, Sir Henry Baskerville sets out for his ancestral home. Threatened by danger, mystery, and a fiendish hound that stalks his family, Sir Henry is relieved when Sherlock Holmes himself arrives to trap the diabolical killer and unravel the mystery. Also on the list of audio-described performances, Sunday, October 18th, Asylum, Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy School Auditorium at 3 in Raleigh. Burning Coal Theater teams up with the Brooklyn-based Only Child Aerial Theater to present this dynamic piece performed largely in the air about an asylum circa the mid-1970s and the people whose lives are inextricably connected through the old building. Tuesday, October 20th at Seminar, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Four aspiring young writers ante up big bucks to learn from a legendary novelist, but their fiction and their egos will be unsparingly dissected before he's through. Ray Dooley leads the no-holds-barred masterclass on power, sex, and the nature of art, ferocious and fast-paced with sparkling wordplay. Seminar takes no prisoners. Saturday, October 24th, Into the Woods. North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Straight off the success of the hit motion picture, venture into the woods with us and learn what happens to your favorite fairy tale characters before and after the words, Happily Ever After. The Tony Award-winning book and score are both enchanting and touching. Thursday, November 1st, Death Trap, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. Sidney Brule is a successful playwright, and thrillers are his specialty. After a series of flops, he is desperate for a hit. He thinks he has found his next box office smash, but it is a script written by one of his former students. Together with his wife, he hatches a deadly plan to make the story his own. And Sunday, November 15th, it's A Year with Frog and Toad, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. This is a musical about friendship for all seasons. Follow the adventures of Worrywart Toad and a perky frog as they plant gardens, swim, rake leaves, go sledding, and learn life lessons along the way. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, October 1st, of course, the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards, Memorial Auditorium at 7. October 2nd through the 4th, Screwtape Letters, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. October 3rd, Nephew Tommy, I Got People Inside My Head Tour at Memorial Auditorium. October 8th through the 25th, Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9 and 10, Beethoven and Mozart, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 both nights. October 11th, a gala with Renee Fleming, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Same date, Alvin and the Chipmunks at Memorial Auditorium, Alvin and the Chipmunks Live. October 16th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 12. October 16 and 17, music from the movies, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8, both nights. Revel in an orchestral evening filled with music from films such as Batman's The Dark Knight Rises, Harry Potter, Star Trek Into Darkness, Titanic, and Pirates of the Caribbean, plus much more. October 20th, it is B93.9's Bra Country at Fletcher Opera Theater featuring Jana Kramer, Cam, Mickey Guyton, Lauren Elena, and Claire Dunn. Moving to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, tickets are available through the following, DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, Deepak Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Through October 1st, or 4th, rather, it is Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Friday, October 9th, it is Brian Regan. October 13th through the 18th, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Tuesday, October 20th, Danny Elfman's music from the films of Tim Burton. Wednesday, October 21st, it is Ricky Martin. October 23rd through the 25th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Monday, October 26th, Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club, the Farewell World Tour. Wednesday and Thursday, October 28th and 29th, John Cleese and Eric Idle in Together Again at Last for the very first time. If you got that. Friday, October 30th, The Reunion, Faith Evans and Mace. Saturday, October 31st, Big Sean featuring Rich Homie, Quan, Rhapsody, and more. Sunday, November 1st, The Mary J. Blige Show has already sold out. And Tuesday, November 3rd, it's the So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2015. Of course, then there's Thursday, November 5th, it is Wanda Sykes. And we'll go through some North Carolina festivals and events coming up soon. October 1st, Rockingham Plaza Jam Series. October 2nd and 3rd, the North Carolina Poultry Jubilee, Rose Hill. October 2nd through the 4th, North Carolina Seafood Festival, Moorhead City. Farm City Day on October 3rd in Hendersonville. Great Grapes Wine Arts and Food Festival in Charlotte on October 3rd. The 3rd and 4th, Autumn Jubilee in Salisbury. October 4th, Festival Arts Festival in Chapel Hill. October 9th through the 11th, it's Hickory's Oktoberfest, Autumn Leaves Festival in Mount Airy, and the International Festival of Raleigh. That's all the 9th through the 11th. October 9 and 10, it is the Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown, and that takes place in Rocky Mount. All righty, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.